This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Gracia's Italian Market Spice Company, which closed last month, is now reopening as Gargano's Italian Market Spice Company.
Well, this location started in 1933 by the La Caccia family, and they ran it until, I guess, 40 years ago. Then I took it over for a while, and then I rented it out for a while, and the people who were renting it pulled out.
And then you're taking it over now.
Taking it over, yeah, right.
Keep it here for more on what to expect from this historic Italian Market storefront.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 949 South 9th Street at what is now Gargano's Italian Market Spice Company, and it's run by John Gargano. John, I understand that this was a spice shop. It's been a spice shop for a long time. It closed. You're reopening it. Tell me the history of this location here.
Well, this location started in 1933 by the La Caccia family. And they ran it until, I guess, 40 years ago. I don't know the exact dates. Then I took it over for a while. And then I rented it out for a while. And the people who were renting it pulled out. And because they lived in Jersey, they couldn't do it all the time. So they gave it up.
And then you're taking it over now.
Taking it over, yeah, right.
So what are you doing in the store? It's going from a spice shop to a spice shop plus other things?
It's a spice shop plus nuts and candy, vinegars, oils, dry beans. Whatever we can get put in there, we're going to put in there. We're going to fill the whole place up with stuff.
And where are you getting all of your stuff from?
We get Wrigley Nuts, Cassani Nuts, Rosa Foods, the main three places right now. We go down to Food Center for some items that we might put in, fresh flowers and stuff like that.
So for people that used to buy nuts, spices, things like that, they can still come to the shop?
We're going to have more than you could imagine, and the prices are going to be a lot reasonable.
How are you able to lower the prices?
Because it's a family-operated business. My wife's going to run it, and me. And on weekends, my children come down and help.
Why did you decide to take it over yourself?
I couldn't see it empty. And I didn't want to rent it to nobody. And I wanted to come back in it. I would just keep up the tradition.
Yeah. So you had it rented out for years, right?
For about 20 years, yes.
Yeah. That must have been sad to end that.
I ran out, and then she wasn't doing good because she lived in Jersey. She was closed a lot, and people would walk away and tell me, John, why don't you take the store back over? John, why don't you take the store back over? So she finally pulled out, and I moved back in.
So here you are. What's it feel like to be a spice store owner again?
Feels great to be back in here. All my customers are coming back, thanking me for opening back up. I'm glad you're here. You're going to have, you know, says your prices are great, you're a nice guy.
So what did you have to do in order to get the store, kind of make it your way?
It's just clean it up and sweep it up mainly. Revarnish the, you know, the wood and paint a little bit. Do the floor over again, we're going to do. You know, it's just about it.
It's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, it's in good shape. This is like one of the old original storefronts. This storefront been here probably over 100 years, this must have been here. If you walk them down 9th Street, there's not too many of these fronts left.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about it. That's a original front.
The big window, the big glass
window. The big window, the fancy wood on the side doors and everything. That door's got to be over 100 years old.
Yeah, and it's got some unique paneling on it.
Yeah. The wood on it's really unique. It's cut out by hand and everything. It's really a nice door.
Yeah.
I'm going to have it redone to over again.
And you're in one of the, you know, most prominent corners. This is 9th and Carpenter.
We're right across the street from Esposito's to Ludo's. The Blue Corn does a good business, the Mexican store. You know, so it's a really nice, it's a good corner.
What are you excited about reopening it as your own spice shop?
Just to get back in there and start talking to all my old friends that are coming back and thanking me for opening up again. They love the place. They love the prices. They love the quality of the stuff.
You can't be torn away. I mean, don't you want to retire?
I tell people I'm going to retire when they take me away in a pine box.
It's been a long time that you've been in this business.
I started when I was a freshman in high school in 1960, working for somebody else. And then I was working for somebody else, and the people owned the spice shop, owned the stands outside, and they couldn't work them no more. And they said, Johnny, we know you like the business. Why don't you just take over our stands? Because we can't do it no more. And they gave me the stands.
So you worked the stands outside. Now you've also got the shop.
Shop, right.
And you've owned the building, right?
I owned the building for a long time. My aunt used to run it for me. Then she got sick, and then I rented it out to the Garcia family. That's my cousins. But they moved it. They're in Jersey, so they really didn't keep it like I liked it.
And so now you've got the spices and you've got the fruits and vegetables outside.
Exactly. Fruits. We're going to have everything. Fruits, spices, nuts, candy, flowers, vinegars, oils. Whatever I can put in here is going to be put in here. I'm not going to leave any spots empty. Because once a customer walks in, the more items you got a shot at selling them more stuff.
Right.
Like going to the supermarket. You go there for one thing, you come out with 20.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's right.
So the more items you have, the more it catches their eye.
Yeah. And a lot of people know that this is, you know, they know the things that are sold at this location.
Right. They know everything. People know exactly what I have.
So are there other things that you're bringing in? I see you have olive oil.
I have olive oil, nuts. We got the candy, pistachio nuts, cashews. What else? We got olive oil. We're going to bring in tomato to make soup, tomato sauce with. We're going to bring in macaroni from Rosa. Whatever I can get to put in here, I'm going to buy. Once it's open, then I have time to look around and see what I can put in here.
So I see that you're still stocking the shelves as we're speaking.
We're still stocking up, but like I said, my wife's out shopping and she's not helping me.
Taking care of your house.
Yeah, right. Taking care of my grandkids.
When are you looking to really open for real, for good?
For real, I would say a week. A week to 10 days would be sure. I hate missing the Christmas holidays because that's big, the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make the Christmas holidays, but I should be here for New Year's.
But your door is open, so if people
want to walk in, I don't chase nobody away.
But you're still unpacking boxes and getting ready.
You see all the boxes that have to be packed right over there. There must be 30 boxes that I got to pack.
Yeah, but it looks like you're on track. I mean, you're definitely, you've cleaned up the store.
Right, we're going to fix it up a little bit more, maybe paint. I'm going to get the door redone.
What's been the most difficult part about, like, kind of flipping the store over to make it yours?
Getting rid of the old people that were here.
Did you have some issues with the tenants? That's your cousin.
Yeah. They were late with the rent all the time.
Now it's just you.
Now it's just me, so. And I have no overhead. That's why my prices are cheaper.
Aside from your customers, what are you most excited about?
Well, just getting back into the business. And I like packing stuff over here and doing all the work. Believe it or not, I like going around talking to my wholesalers that I buy off of. And they still remember me from like 30 years ago. I walk into places, say, hey, John, you're back in business. Hey, John, you're back in business. It's amazing that they remember me.
How's it feel to be back in business?
Feels great. I feel 20 years younger.
It's nice that work can do that for you.
Right. I mean, I'm 76 years old, and I feel like I'm 56 years old.
So you didn't want to take a break from this, huh?
Nah. In the winter, if it gets too cold, we'll take off. But now the store's open, we can close the stands and just come inside, you know. And it's like a hangout. All my old friends come around, we drink coffee, we talk about old times, and, you know, just, you know, bullshit a lot.
Yeah. So hang out.
People come, they say, Jay, you're still here after all these years? When are you going to retire?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I tell you when they take me out in a pine box.
So you're really putting some work into the store. It's going to be open around the new year, and you've got the stands out front.
We have the stands out front full of all good fruit and produce. The fruit and produce outside is really at good prices. You come and look at my prices. I'm the cheapest guy in the market. But once you come here, we got tons of things that you can buy.
Yeah, you're excited. I can tell.
I know. I'm really excited. I can't wait until it's fully stacked and people come and say, wow, I don't believe all the stuff you got.
All right. So it's coming.
Next week. Come on down.
All right. Gargano's Italian Market Spice Company at 949 South 9th Street. It'll be open like around the new year or so.
January 1st. Fully open. January 1st. We have everybody in here.
John Gargano, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.